It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Oliver Lee was born in Lebanon, Connecticut, December 23, 1791. He was married in Connecticut October 30, 1813, to Eliza Downer. That same year, Lee came to Genesee County and settled in Orangeville, now Wyoming County, and started a farm. He was an early constable and a deputy sheriff for Genesee County. In 1823, Lee went into the mercantile business in Sheldon, New York, and continued it for 1 year. In 1825, he came to Westfield and began a mercantile business, and by the fall of 1827, he started trading in Silver Creek, having purchased the mill and farm previously owned by John E. Howard. By 1828, he and his family had moved to Silver Creek, and in the same year, took into partnership Clark C. Swift, and under the firm name of Lee and Swift, continued business until 1832. During that time, he built up a large trade with the Indians and settlers, reaching to the south line of the county. Lee also was credited with building the Silver Creek House in 1831 and 1832. From 1833 to 1835, Lee served as the supervisor of the town of Hanover. In 1840, his son, Charles H. Lee, became a business partner, and soon the elder Lee retired from the mercantile business. In 1839, Lee established the Bank of Silver Creek and was its first president. He then established Oliver Lee & Company's Bank of Buffalo in 1844. Lee and his wife had a total of 11 children, 9 of which reached adulthood. He died suddenly in Buffalo, July 28, 1846. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.